number six, Red Chandelier.
All right, anything else there?
Yeah, we're going to move on to race seven with number two, Torben Howe. I couldn't be more impressed with this gelding's return at Canterbury first up. On a night playing in favour of the leaders, he must have spotted the leaders, you know, almost 10 lengths. He ended up tacking on before the turn, and look, it felt like he just picked him up in two or three big bounds. He just got such a long stride on him, and look, I'm sure today you'll have your heart in your mouth again. He'll be spotting the leaders a really big start again, but there looks a lot of pace here, and if anything, Warwick Farm should suit him better than Canterbury. Around about $4.40, I think he's another good bet. So Canterbury with those two today, Torben Howe and Red Chandelier.
All right, good on you, Tim. All the best.
Thanks a lot, Cruzzy.
Tim Ryan from Tab Thoroughbred Wagering. It's 10:04 at Sky Sports Radio.
Racing HQ is brought to you by Tab. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Good morning, John O'Farr with your latest Sky Sports Radio news. Britain is facing its worst political crisis for generations, with Theresa May's Brexit deal once again defeated in Parliament this morning. It's the second time her withdrawal deal has been rejected, throwing her Brexit strategy into further confusion. Australia's highest-ranking Catholic Cardinal, George Pell, will be sentenced this morning after being found guilty of child sex crimes. Pell is likely to be sentenced to prison time, with each offence carrying a 10-year maximum term. And two women are now dead after a horrific crash on the Henry Lawson Drive in Peakhurst late last night. The red Land Cruiser involved in the smash is believed to be stolen. In sports news, Moses Mbai is out of the season opener against Manly on Saturday with a knee injury. Josh Reynolds is out of the 17, with some reports saying he may play in reserve grade, and Benji Marshall will be the stand-in captain and wear the number 6 jumper. The Duke cricket ball is causing all sorts of issues, with a record 61 wickets falling in the first half of round 8 of the Sheffield Shield. It's a real concern for our Aussie batsmen, as the Ashes squad will face the same 6 stitcher. And SACC Matildas coach Alan Stadjic has been named caretaker coach of the Central Coast Mariners. He takes over from Mike Mulvey in a season where wins were few and far between for the coast-based club. That's the latest news in sport on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
On Sky Sports Radio, the traffic report.
The Michael Hill exclusive two-day diamond sale is now on, with up to 20% off diamond jewellery, engagement rings and wedding bands. Don't miss the Michael Hill two-day diamond sale on now. Macquarie Park, Epping Road, bus breakdown near Herring Road, eastbound Mount Cola, the M1, roller carpet just past Coringo Chase Road. At Pimble, Ryde Road, truck breakdown on-ramp to the Pacific Highway, northbound direction. Did you know that Kmart Tyre and Auto Service will let you swap your tyres within 30 days if you're not happy? It's part of their free tyre care plan. Visit ktas.com.au for T's and C's. I'm Silvio on Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio is geared up for Sydney's Autumn Carnival and the start of the NRL season.
Oh, I think they'll go right this year. I don't think they'll make the A.
Sunday to Friday mornings, hear from the likes of Kevin Walters, Damien Cook, Aaron Woods, James Maloney and Peter Peters. True newsmakers in NRL. You'll get daily Tab market updates and the opinions of Laurie Daly, Terry Kennedy and Jimmy Smith. Wake up to sport and racing every morning on Sky Sports Radio.
It's Tab's Who Are You Backing? The imaginary betting game show with imaginary betting questions. Like this. Now, Dave, what are the odds you're sitting in traffic thinking about the Tab app with live Sky Racing Vision, which shows every race live?
Who's Dave?
It doesn't matter, Dave, because this game show isn't a thing, but live Sky Racing Vision is. Download it. Who are you backing? Tab.
T's and C's apply. Available to account customers only. Gamble responsibly.
The country comes to the city for the New Haven Park Country Championship Final at Royal Randwick, April 6th. This week's qualifying race is at Grafton on Sunday the 17th of March. New Haven Park, breeding champions for four generations.
It's as much a part of the autumn as the Derby and the Doncaster. The annual Racing Fraternity Mass brings all sections of the racing industry together. Everyone is welcome to attend the Mass in the Royal Randwick Ballroom, Randwick Racecourse at 11 a.m. Sunday, March 17. With the NRL season underway, Sky Sports Radio can be relied upon for the latest. We'll keep you abreast of all the action with score updates, along with the latest tab prices.
What's the score, my friend?
Sports and racing, every day on Sky Sports Radio.
On Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the
today's major New South Wales race meetings.
It's 8:10, racing today, Warwick Farm. We'll check on the conditions. Mark Jones, the track manager's with me. Morning, Mark.
Yeah, morning, Sean.
How's the track looking? And have you had any water from the sky or had to put it on artificially?
Look, we put on artificially. We put on 9 mils in the last 7 days, 1.5 in the last 24 hours. We had 1.5 mils of rain a few days ago, but nothing today. It looks, you know, there are heavy clouds around, but the radar's quite clear, so hoping, you know, hangs off today and we don't get any rain.
Must be a fine balancing act for you guys when you sort of look at the radar and the reports and think, yep, we're looking at maybe 10 mil of rain, that'd be perfect, and you only get 1.5, and you think, gee, now we've got to top it up. You must just be trying to, you know, think the weather in advance, aren't you?
Well, that's right. Look, you spend a lot of time watching the radar, looking at the forecast. It is a balancing act. And yesterday, for example, 36 degrees here yesterday, so you put on 1.5 mils throughout the day, and that's just really to keep the track where it is. And you know, you can see it's starting to burn off and dry out in the area, so you just put a little bit on just to maintain it. And then, you know, obviously with the forecast today of some rain, but, you know, I think it's more coastal, and that seems to be the case because they did have some showers in town. So, look, I'm pretty confident today. Look, we may get a shower or two, but I don't think there's much at all.
All right, so good four rail today?
Yeah, rail's true. We raced 4 weeks ago. The rail's out 3 metres, so we pushed it back to the true with the 4 weeks off. Gave the track just a really light renovation, just a little bit of early grain. And look, it's come out really nice. And, you know, that 4 weeks has done the track the world of good. And, you know, we're in a good position leading into autumn and obviously winter.
All right. Well, we wish you all the best today. Good on you, Mark.
Thank you.
Mark Jones, the Warwick Farm track manager. Now, Paul Joyce is with us. How are you, Paul?
I'm really well, Sean. Lovely to speak with you this morning. And good to hear that there's only some light rain about. So we'll get through the card on a good four track. And look, it's a terrific meeting. 2-year-old races, 3-year-old races, some interesting form lines coming through. Boom Horse, Classic Legend. So really looking forward to it, Sean.
All right, Ray Hickson, how are you, Ray?
G'day, Sean. I'm well, thanks. I agree with Paul. It's a great meeting. It's nice that it's probably going to be run on a good four. Well, I think that'll give every horse its chance. So looking forward to it.
Glenn Munsey, how are you, Munz?
Oh, very good. Thank you, Sean. Good morning to Paul. Good morning to Ray. I can report at my place, which is only 20 minutes from Warwick Farm, there was enough rain here overnight to destroy the clean presented car that I did yesterday. So we're 3-3 for the washing the car in the last 2 weeks, and it raining within 24 hours of it being washed. We stretched it out to about 12 this time, so which that's the record for the last three times. But interesting to hear Mark saying no rain there. Well, the rain we've had here is just enough to, you know, sit a bit of moisture on the ground, and in that situation where your car's in the driveway, you move your car. Underneath the car is not wet, so it's not enough really to cause any dramas whatsoever, and wouldn't even be, you know, what they did with the 1.5 mils of irrigation yesterday and last night, so it wouldn't, you know, even be affecting that, so this track will be perfect.
All right, now the first there today is over the 1200, number one, Arkham Asylum Town.
Yeah, the Vancouver Yearlings in 2019. This is a 3-year-old Colts and Geldings set weight maiden here over 1,200 metres. Arkham Asylum, not there, no deduction. We've got Aurum Zhao at, or Aurum Zhu, I should say, as a $10 chance. Bondi Boy at 10. Full recognition, odds on favourite here, 195. Green Aeon at $4.40. And Phoenix River is a $3.70 chance. Confidently supported this morning, the favourite here. Full recognition of a 230 opening quote this morning. There's been 230 into 195. That has pushed Green Aeon 420 to 440, Phoenix River 350 to 370, and the other pair of runners both 850 out to 10. It is now 2.5 times the amount of money that's been invested on Green Aeon. Basically not a dollar for another runner.
Yeah, speed in the race probably comes from the two favourites, Green Aeon. He's shown natural pace at the trials, in particular his last trial. And Full Recognition, who's drawn the gate right outside Green Aeon, I would imagine Tommy Berry would like to just eyeball the second favourite and May the Best Horse win, Ray.
Yeah, May the Best Horse win. Look, I think Full Recognition's probably reached its bottom as far as price goes. On the map, I kind of thought Green Aeon would probably get the nice, easy lead and be able to dictate. And if that's the case, I just thought he might have that zip that might get away with it. So I'm going to have him on top, Green Aeon. He's a half-brother to Politeness, who was obviously a Group 1 winner. And his trials, both his trials this time in, have been very good. No knock at all on full recognition. Only thing I'll say about him, I thought, obviously he's got the classic legend, got your six form, which is going to show up through the day. Those two horses might be a rung above these ones, but I just thought he maybe needs the 12 and a bit, maybe even a bit further. He just sort of had a little bit of trouble taking ground off the second horse there. Number six, Phoenix River. I think we'll ignore his second start, where he was ridden upside down due to the pattern on the day, and go on his first up run behind Trope and Got You Six. He mixes in well, and Bondi Boy for fourth, number three. The winner's probably in the top two to three horses there, but five, four, six, and three for me.
I like the four. I'm four, five, three, six. I think this Classic Legend form, I just think it's going to stand up time and time again. We've already seen the fourth horse, Glamour Cruise, come out and win down at Canberra on Sunday at their big meeting. And now we get a chance to look at the third horse, Full Recognition. Now, watching the replays, you might think, oh, yeah, it was just a run. He sort of couldn't make any ground on Classic Legend. But he came home his last 600 in 33.03 seconds. Now, that's Saturday-plus sort of time. And if you can reproduce those sections today and keep in touch with Green Eon, I just think he'll be way too good for them. So the four on top to beat the five, Green Eon, obviously trialling really well. He looks a little bit new, and he sort of pricks ears and wants to look around and still learning what it's all about. But he's obviously got loads of ability. He looks a good schnitzel, sort of three-year-old, and Beyond Baker's given him plenty of time. The three, Bondi Boy, I like the way he's been trialling. I know his form isn't crash hot, but he's only lightly raced, and he's obviously come back better looking at the trials. So I don't think he's out of it. And number six, Phoenix River. I'm just not sure what happened there last start, going up to a benchmark 70. Going forward, it all just went a bit pear-shaped. So perhaps go back to the simple stuff, riding quietly, let him hit the line as he did on debut. I'll go 4, 5, 3 and 6.
Now let's have a look at race 2, Sacramento number 9 out, Munt.
Yeah, this is the ANZ Bloodstock News here. A 2-year-old filly's maiden over 1,000 metres. And we start with scratching in Reddy's Girl. The deduction there, 8 cents a win and 8 cents a place. I've gone to race three. Race two is the Pluck at Vinery here, which is the 2-year-old Colts and Geldings maiden over 1,000 metres. And the toppy is Cardiff, who's the $3.60 favourite. Cock Match at 10, we've got Enforcement as a $4.40 chance. Escondido, $6.50. Garrison at 5. Grand Piano at 61. Heartbreaker, $5.50. Momentum Glory at 81. Sacramento out this morning, 6 cents a win at 6 cents a place. Don and Kim. I saw a photo of Don this morning. Took his cap off and forgot to put his rug on. Don and Kim back as a gelding at 81. Nuclear Summit with a cross noseband on at $11. And Wicked Willie is an $81 chance. Best supported runner here, and it's not an overly vigorous betting race. Roughly half the total investment on the race here on Cardiff. And it's about a third of the investment today. Second pick, A Fair Way Away, is only just Enforcement over Heartbreaker. And I know Paul's going to tip it up, and you'll be happy to know, Paul, from last night to this morning, Grand Piano's investments have exactly doubled.
$3 to $6.
No, to $532.
Oh, that's quite significant, actually, at those odds. All right, let's have a look at the speed in the race. There's a lot of it. Cardiff has always been up on pace. Cockmatch showing speed at the trial. The Garrison showed plenty of pace in his recent trial win. And you've got Nuclear Summit drawn outside all of those who probably want the front. So, Ray, 1,000 metres for the 2-year-old Colson Geldings, they'll be flying here.
Yeah, expecting them to get along. Look, number three, Enforcement, I'm going to tip on top. I'm sure I backed him in the English Nursery at his first start back in December, and I remember watching the race, and he worked his way through nicely. Got into the clear about the 300, and I thought, oh, he's just gonna go straight past him, and he just didn't go a yard from there. So obviously, he wasn't quite ready. He's had a spell, two good trials. Liked the way he hit the line last start, and if the race pans out the way it looks like that on paper, he's going to be the one that's going to be strong at the finish. So I'm going to give him another chance. Number three, Enforcement. Stablemate, 5, Garrison. Look, I think he could probably get over, particularly if they want to lead with Nuclear Summit from the outside. I think that'll bring him over nicely, and he beat Stronger in his trial, and we've obviously seen Stronger come out and win, albeit on protest, recently. 4, Escondido. His trials, he trialled nicely, a quiet trial behind Tussaud, and then I just I love the way he swept down the outside at Canterbury, and I can see that's what he's going to do from barrier 12 at the 1,000 metres here. Just hit back, sit back, and Huey will bring him to the outside and let him hit the line. I think he'll be hitting the line probably better than anything. And number one, Cardiff, what do you do with him? You know, he's gone around in a golden gift and not been good enough, gone around in a silver slipper, went way too hard. Between those, he's gone around in a maiden over 1,000 and given a huge sight. So, you know, he's in a maiden here. He'll probably try and lead, and that's his best chance. So, look, I put him in for 4, 3, 5, 4, 1, left out the likes of Heartbreaker. And I'm sure there are others, a couple of others there that have looked good at the trial. So that's for me, Paul. What about you?
Yeah, I've got the same top pick, 3 Enforcement. I've gone 3, 7, 6, and 4. And a bit like you, I like him going into that English nursery as well off his trial. He let me down on race day, but he was favourite there in the race won by Accession, Strasbourg Grand second. And his two trials this time around, he looks as though he's matured. He looks as though he's certainly furnished a lot. He's always had the ability. He's just got to produce it on race day, and he gets his opportunity today, the way the race will be run, perfect barrier, James McDonald. So I'm with you. I'm giving him another chance today, ahead of number 7, Heartbreaker. Now, this was the horse that gave to Sort a real scare in a trial at Rose Hill and looked to do it quite easily. And he was the horse on everyone's lips heading into a golden slipper. But he's since had a couple of weeks off, had another trial at Canterbury. Certainly didn't look as good at the second trial. He was a little bit green and got lost on the turn. But then he knuckled down again to his task and he closed off well. So the ability's obviously there as well with him. So I'm putting him in for 2nd. Number 6, Grand Piano, the horse Munsey just mentioned before at Cricket Score Odds. He's a Lord Canaloa colt, and he trialled down at Nowra in an open heat, and he got badly checked early in the trial, and he went from basically being on pace to 6 or 7 lengths off the leaders. And then in the straight, Sean Dimer just took hold of him, and I just watched his action, and I really liked what I saw. He really just flowed to the line under no pressure, and he could be a real smoky in a race like this because that's the only trial we've seen from him. And number 4, Escondido, Schnitzel Colt for Chris Waller. He's trialled really well. Huey Bowman rides, but he's just got this terrible draw over the 1,000 because he hasn't got that early speed to cross. So he probably has to go back wide and just hope for a bit of a miracle. But 3, 7, 6, and 4 for me in the set.
All right. The 3rd, put out 1 Ready Skills, 6 Den Ace, and 11 Sniper Excels.
And for the 2nd time today, the ANZ Bloodstock News, they get a wrap twice. The 2-year-old filly's maiden here. We've just had the boys. This is the girls over the 1,000. Reddy's girl is not there. Scratching 8 cents a win and 8 cents a place this morning. The favourite is Evening Slippers at $2.50. Birdie at $31. Chia with the blinkers off at $10. Compatriot at $19. Denise is out, no deduction. Disobedient, $18. Gaelic Puzzle, $6.50. Obscene, $9.50. Questing at $19. Sniper Excels out, no deduction. Sweeping Statement, another runner for Billy Duncan there. So he's got 2 runners in a row in the 2-year-olds there, I think you'll find, Billy. It's a Sweeping Statement is a $13 chance. Now he's got the runner in the first race, hasn't he? Yeah, Phoenix River. Bollywood at $5 and Khabibi is a $14 pop. Best supported runner here is Evening Slippers. Roughly a third of the total investment has come this morning, and it's actually been 240 out to 250 today. The other one that's been well supported all the way through is the first starter here, Gaelic Puzzle for Bjorn Baker, as much as 12. Did go up as much as 750 this morning in the point to 650. They're about 75% of the total investment on the race in those two runners.
Speed here will be very fast, a bit like the boys, although some of it has come out. Dean Ace, the Sniper Excels, both of those have showed so much pace at the trials, they've both come out. But you've still got Evening Slippers from Barrier 1, and then you've got a Compatriot going forward. I expect Disobedient will be up there. Gaelic Puzzle, another one that showed blistering pace in a recent trial. So not quite the heat of the boys, but nevertheless, they'll go quickly, right?
Mm. Well, I spent a bit of time, I don't know about you, Paul, but I spent a bit of time trying to work out if something can beat the Evening Slippers, and I just had to come back to her. You know, she went around on Dabua's favourite in the Kirkham Plate, eyeball time to rain, and just wasn't quite up to it on Dabua at that time. Bivouac ran second in that race. She still held on for 3rd. She's had 2 trials and looked very good. I thought it's significant she's had a 1,045-metre trial. I think that stands her in good stead going into a first-up run here. And Barrier 1, she should get every chance so long as she gets away. Number 12 interests me a bit, Sweeping Statement, the Waller-Bowman combination. It interests me as well because I kind of expected her to be scratched from barrier 14, but the fact that she's going around says that, well, she's A, got a start now, and B, they think she'll run well. And I liked a trial behind Reddy's Girl at Canterbury last month. Number 9, Obscene, is a horse that I think is trialling quite nicely from the Snowden Yard. You've got to respect that, Kerry McAvoy, Peter and Paul Snowden. And fourth, number 4, Chia. There's a few others I could probably throw in, but went with Chia. Finished in front of Exhilarates, I think, last start at Rose Hill in that five-horse race behind Kiyomichi, and I think she'll go forward there somewhere and give a bit of a sight too from 12, 9 and 4.
Yeah, I did go through and have a look for something to beat Evening Slippers. I'm not sure why. Maybe just because she was so short and, you know, she's going to absorb some pressure from barrier 1. But in the end, I'm going to have something small on the 10 each way questing. I went 10, 2, 13 and 8. She's only had the one trial questing, Dave Pfeiffer trained, so she's a local filly. She's drawn perfectly. She's a daughter of Rubik. And it wasn't the fastest trial at Canterbury on the day she trialled, but to my eye, she just cruised throughout. She was never asked to do anything. She did everything right. She lobbed into a trailing spot. She eased away into the clear on the turn, and then she just ambled through the line, finishing fifth. And once Jay Ford asked her to quicken today, if there's something there, I think she'll run a good race. In saying that, number 2 Evening Slippers is the horse to beat. You know, she's short. She's a $1.8 million yearling. She's expected to win. But she won't get a chance to get a breather from barrier 1. So she'll have to have the pedal to the metal from the word go. And if there's a chink in the armour, you'll find out the last 50. Number 13, Bollywood. She's had 4 starts for 3 placings. Comes through the Aussie Dresden Green race at Hawkesbury last start. I think she's close to a win. And number 8, Gaelic Puzzle. She improved plenty from that first trial to her second trial at Canterbury. And the money suggests that she's come on even again from that. So I'll throw her into the numbers, 10, 2, 13 and 8.
All right, we go to the next. The fourth, it's a full field.
Yeah, just before that, you know how I like to do my research, boys, because, you know, it only helps because poor preparation leads to you-know-what sort of performance. I'd say the reasoning behind the money for Gaelic Puzzle, the owners here are the My Racing Number 1 syndicate. Included in that, 600 people from the William Farrer Hotel Punters Club in Wagga. I've just had a message from Mark Logan there, a good mate of mine down there in Wagga, and the Farrer Punters Club are involved in the ownership of Gaelic Puzzle. Now, this would have been purchased before they had the success, of course, in the Kosciuszko. The Punters Club, they're drawing a runner in the Kosciuszko and also one in the Calcutta. So good to see the Punters Club there having a throw at the stumps. So I'd say that is the main reason why there is so much money for Gaelic Puzzle. When you have 600 in the ownership, it doesn't take a lot to get everyone to invest. But good luck to them anyway, the Farrer. And, of course, mine host down there, Mr. Barnhill, and all the people of Wagga not far away from their carnival down there, boys, in the first week of May. And good luck to them today with their runner in Gaelic Puzzle. The fourth here is the Championships on Sale, another maiden this time for 3-year-old fillies over 1,200 metres. And the toppy here is Akendrite, and it's a $3.20 chance. Arzu with a nearside bubble checker on at $26. Chilled Rosé for the People's Trainer at $5. Fasika is an $8 chance. Got your six, odds on, $1.95, and favourite, of course. Nature at $51, Pin Up Miss at $14, Rum Cake is a $151 chance, and Theresa Marie, not to be confused with Theresa May, and she might make a quick Brexit, it's a $251 chance. Most popular runner here is Gotcha Six. Went up 210 this morning, 210 to 195. Second pick is Pin Up Miss. Now, there was one individual bet of $7,000 at $14. Got all the way into 11. It's got back to 14 already. And third pick would be for Seeker.
Look, speed in at this race, I would suggest Got Your Six gets across. But there's a bit of pressure here. Chilled Rosé very quick from barrier 1. Akendrite led at Canterbury. And a Pin Up Miss aggressively ridden to win a recent trial race. So there's a bit of speed here.
Yeah, look, it wouldn't worry me if Got Your Six landed outside whoever wanted to take it up, because that's what she did on debut behind Trope, and he was the only one who managed to get to run her down on that occasion. So I don't think that holds any fears. She's hard to tip against. You've got the form around her is outstanding. Trope on debut, and then Chase's home Classique Legend, as we mentioned earlier on. And she started equal. She couldn't have started equal favourite because Think Legend was odds on. She's on top. She's short enough, but I think she deserves to be short.
That was Classique Legend's first start. It started right. Equal favourite. We've got your six right. Started odds on the second start. Yeah.
Sounds luxurious now, then, doesn't it, Glenn?
The more you bet, the more you win, Ray. Where you go?
Exactly. Akendrite number one. Well, there's nothing really wrong with her form. I mean, she was run down by Mizzy on debut at Canterbury. Now, it must be said that Mizzy had everything go wrong, and Akendrite had a comfortable lead. I want to punch a little hole into that, I suppose. Dunbrody Power, the third horse, has been beaten since, but she can only improve. Number four, Pasika, want to keep a little bit safe from the Joe Pride yard. She trialled nicely at Hawkesbury recently, and Chilled Rose, number three. Fact is, she's been beaten in three provincial maidens at the moment. This is probably a little bit more depth with the likes of Got Your Six, etc., in the race, but she's three starts for 3 seconds, so she's got to be a show. 5-1-4-3, Paul.
Yeah, I'm 5 on top. 5-4-3-1. Got Your Six. Look, you've spoken about the trope and the Classic Legend form. I think that's as strong a maiden form as you'll get. And this is a set weight maiden, so the handicapper hasn't even hammered her with 59 kilos or something here. She's carrying the same weight as everyone else. And a bit like what we spoke about with Full Recognition in the first, even though she looked as though she was just no match for Classic Legend, and she wasn't, she still ran her last 600 of 33.15. So those sort of times will win you plenty of races, and it should win her this race here this afternoon. Although, I do think number four, Fazika, has got some ability. I really liked her Hawkesbury trial win. She had a good action. She did it under minimal pressure. She's drawn well. She's trained here. So if by chance Got Your Six has just found those two races a bit too tough at her first prep, I think Fasika's going to pounce, and she's a horse that I think will go places and win some races as well. Number three, Chilled Rose from Barrier 1. She'll be there for a long way. That Hibiscus Lady form held up all right. Hibiscus Lady came and trounced rivals on Saturday at Newcastle. So the form around her looks okay. And number one, Akendrite, well, she had every possible chance out in front there and didn't have an answer for Mizzy, who struck all sorts of bother. So I think fourth spot's as high as I could find her. 5, 4, 3, and 1.
All right, race 5, got a full field, Munz.
Yes, and the fifth here, the Bowman's Office Furniture. This is a fillies and mares event to benchmark 70 over 1,400 metres. And Bubbles and Troubles is TV number one here at $3.30. Lady Elizabeth at 5, Fearless Girl with the muffs on pre-race at $8. Debate at $2.60 favourite, Alliterate at 31, Red Chandelier at $5.50, and Tishaness is a $34 chance. Not a great deal of activity here, but most of it centres around Debate. $2.90 into $2.60 this morning, with the vast majority of money coming for it today. Has four times the amount of money as that is on Bubbles and Troubles. They went up equal favourites at 3 a pair, Debate's been 3, $2.90, $2.60, Bubbles and Troubles been 3, $3.10, $3.30.
In a pace here, look, it'll come from Alliterate and Fearless Girl, I would expect. The query runner will be Bubbles and Trouble. So she's been up near the speed, but ridden quietly in a recent trial behind Trapeze Artist. And to my eye, she seemed to improve ridden that way. And Debate, even though she was last settling at Rose Hill after blowing the start first up, has always been fast out in her trials. So I wouldn't have her back too far if she jumps cleanly today either, Ray.
Mm. I'm pretty keen on Debate. I think that was a total forgive run, and more than a forgive run, it was a very good run at Rose Hill. Having a look at the stewards' vision on the Racing New South Wales site, and if you have a look at the head on there, she just rears as the gates open.